Well, James, first and foremost, from the team point of view, what a draw.
Yeah, I mean, in an ideal world, we'd day four looking to win games, but pitch had a bit in it first day, definitely. I think we had him 60 for four or something, that sort of a key shift in momentum. And then, yeah, they, to be fair to them, they played well. Obviously, Abbo going down didn't help, but coming in today, to be able to bat out for the draw was a great effort.
Well, it's virtually a day and a half you've had to bat there in total.
Yeah, the wicket did get pretty good to bat on. Probably got better as the game went on. So, yeah, the guys showed good application. Obviously, myself and Hash, quite a big partnership. And then when Riley came in to stay there as well, a bit of pressure on him. So, yeah, it was a great effort.
Great support from Hashim, as you say, and Riley. But the double 100 from you, James, what an innings.
Yeah, it's pleasing. Yeah, nice to bat on a good pitch and spend some time in the middle. A shame 4-day cricket finishes there, but yeah, really happy with how it's gone.
I mean, may I say, it's a bit unlike you, that sort of innings.
Yeah, I think probably last day of last season where we had to bat out for the draw was probably, I know it was nowhere near as long as that, but yeah, it's, when there's a target and, you know, you're just trying to bat for time, you do change the way you play slightly differently. And yeah, we just had to get in and grind them down.
You just changed your game because of the game situation?
Yeah, I still looked to score when I could, but you know, it helped that the wicket was really good to bat on as well. So it was just still looking to score when the ball was in the right area, but just making sure that defence was nice and solid.
Dare I say there was also a half an eye on the England selection meeting tonight and you wanted to make a statement?
To be honest, I hadn't really thought too much about it. Hopefully it helps, but yeah, doing the job out there was for the team and making sure we got the draw.
I mean, just the stats, 278 balls for your 100. That's the slowest 100 in the Championship this season. I can't believe I'm talking to you and that was you that did that.
Yeah, like I said, I had to change my game a little bit and approach it slightly differently, but it gives me quite a lot of belief that, you know, if we are in that situation again and we need to do it, that I am capable of, I think, facing, I don't know, I guess it would have been 400-plus balls in the end. So hopefully it gives me belief in my game going forward as well.
Obviously, with that England selection meeting in mind, I know you probably want to try and put it out of your mind, but, I mean, with today and that performance of yours, you actually have the shirt at the moment with your innings at Christchurch. You'd be expected to be named in that squad, do you think?
I'm not going to say anything because you never know what's going to happen, but, fingers crossed I do, and, if I do get the opportunity, really looking forward to that first test at Lord's.
Can I just say, the celebration that you gave when you got 100, that little sort of underarm punch, they felt the real meaning there at that moment?
Yeah, Chalk's had a few words in the huddle this morning, just wanted us to show some real character and fight, you know, fight hard and make sure we come away with a draw. So, it was obviously personal satisfaction, but, it meant a lot to be out there.
Game-wise, it's two draws and two losses in your last four games. Is it a good time for the Championship to be over for a little while?
Probably is, yeah, to be honest. We've been under par at the start of the season and after the first game. You know, guys are feeling confident and that we can do something special this year. Yeah, by no means is that ended, but we'll have a bit of a regroup and hopefully some guys can find some form in white ball cricket and start the next few Championship games in a good place.
Can I just ask how Kyle is, because obviously he didn't take the field yesterday?
No, his ankle didn't look great, but he said he's moving slightly better today, so hopefully it's not too serious, but... Yeah, he was in a fair bit of discomfort yesterday.